You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mandatory.
I must speak English? Of course. De corsa, zitto tu che hai vinto quattro premi, te li tolgo.
Very sweet. Thank you.
How's Deborah? Stomach, yeah.
Okay, so when Chase was so nice as to accept our invitation to come here, one of the first thing that I thought, and I spoke to Lolita, which is our dear friend, was that being, well, not only being a Eurocon, I mean, even in a Deepcon, of course, you would have done this, but for a Eurocon, I think it's even more important to stress some things, especially for us women. So immediately I asked Chase to... of course, to have her panel as a wonderful actor and producer and whatever, and host. But I wanted her really to talk about what she did with Coalition, because I think that it's really, really amazing. And I'm so proud of you, really.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm no one, and you know that, but I'm so proud of you.
You are incredible.
Okay. So, and I asked Licia, that was... very kindly accepted the invitation to make this panel with Chase and with me, because I'm really interested also in knowing, you know, if she ever experienced problems, let's put it this way, being a woman, as an astronomer and as a writer, which is really interesting. So, Chase, I would like... please, you to tell us something about Coalition, how it started, why it started, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Flora, and thank you everyone here at Eurocon, and I really want to say how much I appreciate this opportunity to talk about the Coalition's work. I think at the heart of science fiction has always been a hope for a better future, and I think that's a great deal of the reason that this genre exists. It is absolutely wonderful for entertainment, for a sense of fun, for to explore ourselves and the world around us, and it's also to build in ideals and encourage each other in being our best selves, in having humanity be our best selves. As Eric said yesterday, it is a diverse and inclusive genre, and that is what has always been so wonderful about it. When you think of the ideals that Gene Roddenberry set down in the 60s, in such a tumultuous era, having a black woman who was not a subservient figure, having a female first officer, so many things that were so important. And what I love, one thing I love about the original series and Roddenberry's work is that right at the start, very early on, Spock stood up for a colleague who needed him, a colleague who was in trouble, a colleague, Captain Pike, of course, a colleague who was disabled, a colleague who was other, and who he could have ignored and just gone about his daily life. But he took a risk so big that it almost cost him his life. I think the penalty was death, right? In his going against orders. And I think that is such an incredible statement on heroism, on how the world should be. And there's two sides of this. There's one about how the world should be, and yet I kind of despise that word should. Really, when you look at it, doing good things for the world, for each other, and for ourselves, becoming heroes is fun. And that's the one thing that I've really realized so much in doing this work. It's very cliche, but it really is true. When they say, when you give, you get back tenfold, that is what I've discovered, that doing this work and standing up for people and for people's rights to be exactly who they are. You know, we live in a very, we live in a world that sees itself as very progressive. And thankfully, thanks to the people whose shoulders we stand on, we have come such a long way. You know, not that long ago in the U.S., LGBTQIA people were vilified on every level, didn't have a right to marry, were excluded from so many things, could lose their jobs simply for being who they are, simply for loving who they love. And thankfully, we've been able to stand up and form a solid voice to say, no, not on my watch. Everyone gets to love who they love. That's a basic human right. And in similar ways, we've been able to stand up for women's rights and for the rights of people who have disabilities and for the rights of people of color. We're finally, though, even just in the last year and a half, coming around to a solid voice in this country where we can say Black Lives Matter. And yes, there's a solid wave of support, and yet, how much further we have to go. There are still, I mean, this is a serious panel, so I'll say it, there are still human rights abuses that go on every day, and that people of color and LGBTQIA plus people are treated with such marginalization and lack of human rights and lack of respect in ways that are just, to me, that are horrifying. And so I'm grateful that the culture has come a long way, but I also see how far we have to go. And I love that these stories are stories that that give us inspiration, that give us role models, that give us courage and empowerment to go forth and to create the world, a world where we can all live long and prosper, right? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Just a couple more things. So I see how it is possible that in time, people who are bigots, who are set in ways, who were taught bigotry by their parents, I see that it's possible for those things to change because there becomes a culture of kindness, a culture of, for lack of a better word, wokeness. But really, when we awaken to the fact that everyone should be able to live their life, when we awaken to each other's humanity, because really, when we deny human rights, we deny each other's humanity. We cease to see each other as human when we deny human rights. It is possible to turn adults' minds and hearts around, and I will do that for as long as I live. I will keep saying, I will keep carrying the flag of justice, and yet I also see how, I'm just gonna say it right out loud, white supremacists have children, and they teach them white supremacist ideals, and that goes along with the bigotry of homophobia, the bigotry of misogyny, etc. And I want to teach those kids to love. I want to teach those kids a better way. Everyone has a right to teach their own children, but we also have a right in society to say, hate does not belong here. And I'm going to stand up for other people, people who may not be as able to stand up for themselves. Here's the thing. It's very simple. I even say it out loud, but this is a wonderful convention. It's one of the best conventions in the world, and everyone knows it. People talk about DeepCon everywhere, and we are so grateful and excited to come to DeepCon. If I sit here and say that, I hope that means something.
Of course.
Thank you. Thank you. If Laura sits here and says that, it may not mean as much, because it's her convention, right? So when you have people in the streets who are people of color saying Black Lives Matter, a lot of people go, yeah.
But if you're white?
Yes. It takes all of us to create the world we want. If I, as a straight woman, as an ally, with a wonderful boyfriend, I might add.
Yes.
If I stand up and I say, LGBTQIA plus people have the right to marry, to love who they love, to be who they are on every level, including whatever age they want, to declare that. If I say that, I hope that means something. Whereas, a pride parade, people who are bigoted, they might just overlook and go, yeah, they're making noise again.
Sure, because you do not have a direct interest,
right,
in that.
Right.
I mean, you're straight, you're white.
Thank you. And I'm grateful to have the privileges that I have, which are immense. And it also makes me realize that it didn't have to be this way. Any one of us could have been born anywhere.
Sure.
If we're here, if you're here, well, you are here if you're here. all of us here, on some level, won the birth lottery, right? We're not in Kibera, in the slums in Kenya. We're not babies with AIDS. We're not, this is very heavy stuff. But so is science fiction in a way. It's fun, it's wonderful, it's adventurous. And there are also these solid themes that, sorry, we may not want to wake up to on Sunday morning, but that's what this panel is about, so
no,
here I am.
No.
So I'm grateful to be able to do this work, including to teach children inclusion and a sense of justice and a sense of sense of
equality.
Empathy and equality. And along with that, we also have to realize that it's healthy people that are able to stand up for each other's rights. it's only when people are insecure with their own sensibilities that people don't stand up for other people's rights, right? You know, for people to say, there's a sense of people getting antsy and insecure when we say Black Lives Matter. It doesn't mean your life doesn't matter. Just because we stand up for one group doesn't mean we're not standing up for other groups. I wish there weren't groups, but there always will be, yes. Right? So just because we're in support of one swath of humanity doesn't mean that we're not in support of another. And it takes a healthy identity for people to stand up and go, I'm going to be here for you. It doesn't mean I'm not here for me. I'm also here for me. You have to almost be here for yourself before you can truly say that, you know?
Sure.
Anyway, I don't mean to go on about it, but that's a large part of what we're also teaching kids is healthy identity. Who we are, who each person is, matters greatly. Each child's story matters. What they've been through, whether it's healthy, unhealthy, hard, we want to give that focus and help children heal from what they've been through so that they can continue to make their lives good.
And in order to do so, you also use science fiction, you told me.
Yes, well, that's what these stories are about. Again, that's what Spock did in the early episodes. That's what all of these stories are about, heroism. And yes, we have anti-heroes, and anti-heroes also are a huge statement on the human condition. No one needs to be perfect in order to be able to do good things. We need, I'm rambling here, but we're all both flawed people, and we all have ability for great heroic action, both. And one does not delete the other. So all of these stories, whether they're about heroes or anti-heroes, they're all about the human condition and basically our struggle to find our way through the things that happen on this planet and how to make the best of them and live our best lives, right? When you get right down to it. So that's what we teach children using these stories, children, teens, and adults, really. And it's my hope that in time we can make enough of a difference in young lives where they'll grow up seeing people in their own circles as human.
Exactly.
It's not that difficult, right? We who love these stories and science fiction and are self-aware, we know that there are a lot of people who don't, and it's my hope that we can reach those people in a fun way, and it's fun. I guess that's the only other thing I want to say is for all the heaviness that I've just said, there's a wonderful fun about doing this, and I'm very grateful to do this work. Thank you.
So, Licia, you have a double job.
Yeah.
You're both an astronomer and a writer. And of course, you're a woman. So, have you ever experienced misogyny?
Misogyny, I think. Yes.
Have you ever experienced misogyny, or you know?
Okay. I'm very lucky, I think, because in my work as astronomer, I was always treated as everything else. Okay, there were no differences based on gender in the place where I worked when I performed the research. So for the astronomy part, everything was good. Not so good for my work as a writer, because I started to publish. I was very young. I was 23, And so people started to wonder how it was possible that a young girl, an Italian young girl, could have success in a genre that wasn't so big at the time, because I started to publish books almost 20 years ago. And so the market was very different and fantasy was very small in Italy concerning Italian writers, but also concerning readers, because not so many people read fantasy books. So they started to wonder and they started to say, okay, there's something not good in it, not right. And I started to say that I had some love affair with a lot of people inside my publishing house, Mondadori, in order to be published. It's something that is always said about women when women had success. It's difficult for our society to accept that women can have success because they're good, because they are strong, they work hard. Women have to work really, really hard to have success, because we live in a patriarchal society. Yes. That's it. So it's really difficult for women to have success, and people start saying those things to you. And I also remember another episode, very unpleasant for me. I was younger, I think I was not even 30 years old. I was in for a convention in the Italian Senate, and we had to talk about literature for young people, in particular for children, and they invited me to speak, to say something about the young adult sector, the Italian literature. And I was here with other people, and also a writer ancient than me, more famous than me. And we were waiting to make our talks in this convention, and we were a bit talking between us, and he said to me, okay, let's hope that you go on the stage and undress yourself so it's not so boring as is now, like the people talking in this moment. It was really, really, really unpleasant for me, because I was, non mi viene la parola, emozionato.
Moved. Moved.
Yeah,
yes.
It was emotional, because it was a big thing for me. It was the first time I could speak about my work in such an important place, and so I was all concerned about my talk, the way to speak well about my work, and in general Italian literature. And this guy started to say such unpleasant thing to me, so I didn't like it at all. And so things like that still happens. I think that for a man it's difficult to understand why a phrase like this is really not good. I think the guy had not bad intention.
No, it was a joke.
Yeah,
for him.
It's simply a joke with another people, nothing strange. But for me, it was completely different. And I think
know.
Every woman here can understand why I felt so uncomfortable about this. And so, yeah, there is really, really a long way to go. And I think it's very important to speak about those things, all the beautiful things that she said now in Italy, because I say this for not Italian people. Now we are discussing an important law in the Italian Senate about people, LGBTA+, and black people, and disabled people. And it's so difficult to make this law approved, because a lot of people say, no, it's if we approve this law, there's no more free of speech. I cannot say horrible. I have to say things about black people or trans people, gay people, etc. So it's really hard in this moment to have this law approved. I think it's very important to speak about those topics. We really, really need here in Italy, because we are not so good in those things, and we have to improve.
Yes, I completely agree.
Wow.
Thank you.
As for my experience, which is even sadder, I think, I did not experience misogyny in work, thank God. Only appreciation from, I must say, especially Riccardo Valla, who was in a way my mentor. He was so happy. The only thing that I remember is that he was so proud of me and Silvia, because we were two women translating science fiction, which was quite an immense world. But in the work, I never experienced that. What is really, really sad, and many of you know that, but I'm not even going to pronounce his name. I received very bad insults, just like the ones that Lisha said, saying basically that I slept with half Italy because of Deepcon. Can you believe that? Yes. Because of this convention, and I was threatened in so many ways you have no idea. And I can only tell you that I'm so proud to be here with you all. And, I'm sorry, but you have to know that my father was a very important judge, and so I was used to getting, he was threatened so many times on the phone, and I took phone calls from mafia and, you know, whatever, against him. So I was pretty strong about it, but when it came to me because of doing something that I really loved like this, it's hard to be a woman sometimes. It's really hard. And I really want to thank all my friends. I didn't think I could go so emotional on this. Sorry. So thank you, because it's wonderful. And I really want to thank all my friends here, because they gave me the strength to go on. And above all this year, I really want to thank especially Andrea and Adriano, because after what happened with Raffaele, they just made me realize once more what a wonderful group of friends we are. Raffaele was in need, our friend, he broke his legs. Well, he's not broken, which is a good news, but he was in real pain, in difficulty, and it was really, really wonderful how everyone here do what was necessary, and even more. I mean, Andrea was willing to drive into Bari, which is in the south of Italy, and you know, he's the head of our, he's the director, let's say, and he was willing to leave Fiuggi at 11 p.m. and come back at 7 in the morning, and be seated there with Adriano at 9, just for Raffaele, and I think that's really wonderful. And I think that we women need this. This is really something that I want to say to you men. Women need your support, because we seem, and we are, very strong. But as Alicia said, when you do jokes and things like that, think twice, because it's really, really hard for a woman to hear something like, go and undress yourself because it's funny and it's not boring, or, you know, or I will break your legs if you go on with the convention, and things like that. It's really, really hard for a woman to hear that. So I know that it's the way you were raised, in a way, especially in Italy, but you are science fiction fans. You are better than that, and you can really make the difference for future generation, really.
That's so beautiful, Flora.
For you, but it's not on topic. Yes, thank you. No, he was just saying something funny to make me laugh now. Yeah. But I'm okay, you know me, I have just 1 minute breakdown and then I break the legs to the other people, no problem.
To break the legs. Sounds good, to break the legs. Good God.
Now we'll cut. I will cut. You can say that.
Oh.
I taught Chase to say dai.
Roma dai. Right, I forgot that.
And then she also learned another Roman phrase, which is
there's so many. Which one is will cut your hand and slap you with it. Okay. Maybe that's not really on point here.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, along the lines of what Flora said and what Letizia said so powerfully from their own experiences, and I've had my own experiences, which have been very difficult, a lot of which this work stems out of. It is said that everything comes from either love or fear, when you think about it. When this misogynist said this to Letizia, when she was having an incredibly powerful moment, not moment, life, an incredibly powerful life, and she had this time to shine, and he had to, something in himself felt that he had to take her down and say something that was demeaning to her, or draw the focus to himself because he thought that he could say something to make other people laugh, to gain an endorphin rush of having other people, ha ha ha. It's pathetic, really, when you think that people need to take someone down. That, obviously, in the real, truest, purest sense, came from fear, right?
Absolutely.
It came
and
from
jealousy, probably.
Came from and jealousy, but jealousy also comes from fear.
From fear, yes.
Fear that he is not enough, right? And that's really sad when you think about it. And on one level, there's so many things at play here, but it's important for us to stand up and say, not on my watch. No, you cannot do that. Sit the fuck down. Right? Right? And if we create a culture where there is not the slightest amount of misogyny, homophobia, bigotry in any way, if we create a culture of kindness and inclusion and support and love, then these cowards, these people who don't have any real sense of themselves, like that man, they won't have a place for this. There's no place to put that comment. You know, they need to be more afraid of us. Standing on, it's not only that, they need to be, that was wrong, they need to be comfortable with who they are. You know, we can't really teach that to a lot of people, a lot of grown-ups who don't have that sense. That's a deep-seated thing. But what we can do is create a culture where that's just simply not allowed, and where support and love is so inherent, is so thick and rich and wonderful, that they know that to say something like that would just be so out of place that they just go home, really, you know? So that's so important.
Yes.
That we stand up for each other. I think that's my long-winded point.
Okay, so thank you to Letizia for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. Sorry, this morning I had some problem with my English.
Yes, you're wonderful, but there's a problem with my Italian.
I have good days in English and bad days. I don't know why.
Yeah, but it's the fourth day of the convention.
Could be.
You're amazing.
And Chase, thank you so much for doing this panel.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Flora, thank you so very, very much.
And,
thank you, truly.
And I just wanted to remind you, if you would like to support Chase Coalition, there are t-shirts and masks and pins on sale at the reception of DeepCon.
Thank you.
I'll
say briefly, 100% of that goes to our work, to creating these programs. I've been a volunteer for 9 years. I'm grateful to be able to do that. It doesn't go to anything for us or me, but to teach these programs and make it a better world. So thank you for your support.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Avete ascoltato Fantascientificast, podcast di fantascienza e cronache della galassia. Da un'idea di Paolo Bianchi e Omar Serafidi, con il contributo cibernetico del Cylon Prof Massimo De Santo. Potete seguirci ed interagire con noi sul nostro sito fantascientificas.it, su Facebook alla pagina Fantascientificast, su Twitter sul profilo @fantascicast, sul nostro canale Telegram t.me/fantascientificast, sulla nostra community Telegram t.me/fsccommunity. Se siete particolarmente timidi, potete utilizzare la vecchia, cara e affidabile posta elettronica scrivendoci all'indirizzo redazione@fantascientificast.it. Tutte le puntate sono disponibili sul nostro sito, su Apple iTunes, su Spotify e su Podbean all'indirizzo podcast.fantascientificast.it. Se volete, potete lasciarci una valutazione a 5 stelle su Apple iTunes ed offrirci una birra romulana o un gotto esplosivo pangalattico, sostenendoci tramite una donazione PayPal utilizzando l'apposito pulsante sul nostro sito. Fantascientificast è una produzione amatoriale. Non si intende infrangere alcun copyright, i cui diritti appartengono ai rispettivi detentori. L'autorizzazione SIAE 5612I5359. Nessun byte e nessun tribolo sono stati maltrattati durante la produzione di questo podcast. Alexa 4 e l'equipaggio di Fantascientificast vi augurano lunga vita e prosperità e vi danno appuntamento alla prossima puntata lungo la rotta di Kessel.
Settimo simbolo inserito nel computer. Blocco 1 pronto. Blocco 1 posizionato.
Potenza erogata 23%. Così.
Blocco 2 è pronto.
Attivato.
Blocco 2 posizionato.
Siamo al 35%.
Arme rosse, evacuare l'area intorno allo Stargate.
Liberate l'area, torniamo da voi, chiudo le porta.
Andiamo, sbrigate.
C'era quello sotto la grande pietra?
Sì. Mio padre lo trovò nel 1928. È fatto di un minerale che non si trova sulla Terra.
Blocco 5 posizionato.
75%.
Blocco 6 pronto. Blocco 6 posizionato.
Non eravamo mai riusciti ad andare oltre nella sequenza.
Blocco 7 pronto.
Pronto, attivato.
Blocco 7 posizionato.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.